Ian Schulz, in this ever-changing world, we seem to be overwhelmed with great new gadgets designed both to make our lives easier and put millions of people out of work. Foodmaker Kraft and chipmaker Intel, for instance, are teaming up to create an interactive grocery store kiosk that will tell you exactly what it is you want for dinner. It is called the Meal Planning Solution. It scans your face and uses video analytics and your shopping history to tell you what you, in the future, will be too stupid to know what you feel like eating. See what I'm talking about? If this thing catches on, no more cookbooks, no more Post-its covered with spidery shopping lists, no more clerks, no more grocery stores. They'll install these kiosks in your home. Make the analysis, and an hour later, a robot will show up at your door with a big bag of groceries, a spatula, and a plate of appetizers. Just show the robot the way to the kitchen and let the robot cook it for you. Come to think of it, the robot will probably already know where your kitchen is, and the oven will have preheated itself. Maybe the robot will have sex with you while dinner is cooking, if the robot senses that's what you really want. Or maybe not. There's another new trend looming on the horizon, 3D printing. Right now, the technology can only print small runs of plastic injecting molded items, but it won't be long before we'll be able to make, say, shoes on demand, musical instruments, cars, who knows, maybe food, sexual partners, and kittens. Factories will be a thing of the past, along with those who worked in them. I just read an editorial by David Brooks in the New York Times about what he called the experience economy. He cites a book, well, an e-book, actually, called The Great Stagnation by Tyler Cohen, which notes that while the automobile industry in its heyday produced millions of jobs, Facebook employs about 2,000, with a promise of less. Less than 15,000 are used to make and sell iPods, a device that also eliminated jobs for those who made and sold CDs. So the magical stuff is going to make itself, but none of us will have money to buy it, because the jobs have all gone away. It's kind of a catch-22. There is one hope, and one hope only. Luddite robots. You know the ones that read your mind, have sex with you, and bring you the food you love? To protect their reason for living, they're going to have to declare war on the magical printers in your house. So get some popcorn, stand back, and watch in awe as magical printers hurl shoes and car parts at telepathic robots equipped with deadly laser eyes. Oh, wait, who's going to make the popcorn for you? Oh, never mind. We're doomed. I gotta go.